Welcome to the Journeys of Peace podcast. And our guest today is Jackie Telseth. And we are very excited to hear, Jackie, about your story. Tell us three things about you that our LCP listeners might want to know.
I am a daycare lady. I have been doing that for 20 years. So my adventures every day are something brand new. So that's what I do. I'm a mom of two, Josie and Jesse. So a lot of the members here know them. One just got married and one is starting her senior year of college. So
that sounds like a lot right there. How many kiddos do you have in daycare?
Currently, I have 9 kids in my care.
And the age range is?
From 1 year old to 5.
Okay, 1 to 5. My husband watches our 12-month-old granddaughter every Friday, and I'm exhausted with one.
Routine is huge. So if you have a routine and they get to know the routine, it's much easier.
Clearly, the right person is doing daycare in this interview. That's what I've decided. All right. What is a favorite story from your childhood?
Well, I tried to come and narrow it down to one. So I'll just generalize my childhood. I grew up with a family that ran their own business out of their home. So as a child, I just assumed every family ran a business out of their home. And so when the phone rang, silence was what happened. So mom sounded like she was in an office. So that's just part of it. So I just knew that. My dad ran a garbage business. My mom ran the office. I had one sister, or still have one sister. And we just grew up thinking that was normal. And my dad restored cars. So motors and metal were the most important thing. And then me and my sister came second, and my mom. But it was a great childhood. We have great memories of restoring cars, teaching us all the mechanics of cars. Just great memories being home and being the four of us together. And people just came to our house. So my parents never left home. People came to us. So it was always an adventure. So I was very blessed. I had two parents that just supported anything we wanted to do, taught us to work hard and be responsible. And it was great.
You know, you grew up around a house of your own business, right? So did that play into your choosing to do daycare in your home, or how did that come to be?
Well, I never really thought of ever doing daycare. So that fell into play. Before I did daycare, I worked in an embroidery company. And so I ran that for 9 years. And then I was pregnant with Josie and I was laid off. So then while I was on maternity leave, Jeff said, well, maybe you should think about doing daycare. And I'm like, no, absolutely not. So we moved into a new house after Jessica was born. And I was keying credit insurance from home. And so I did that to make the house payment was my whole gig, to stay home with the girls. And after that, they shipped my job to India. So from there, Jeff brought up the idea again that I should maybe try to do daycare, since we had a full kitchen in our basement and a full setup area that I could just dedicate to daycare. And I said, no. So I started with one little guy and just wanted to see how that would work out. And then I just 3 months later got another little guy, basically to see if I could do it, to see if Josie and Jesse would tolerate it, and then to see, you know, how it would go. So then I just slowly kept adding one more on until we got a full herd of us. And then people would say, well, when are you going to go get a real job? Your kids are grown. And now I don't know if I could go out and deal with big people. So I'm still doing it until for a few more years, at least.
How many years total now?
I'm going on to my 20th year, or 20 years.
20 years. That's a long time. If you could talk to your younger version of yourself, what would you say?
I would tell myself not to settle, to keep striving for what you really want and keep your creative side. is basically what I would say. Just don't settle. Just keep fighting for what you want.
I love that. And that's different than you can be anything in the world. Because really, I'm not sure we can. But I do like that idea of not settling, right? That's cool. How has your life been different than you imagined?
Well, before we talked about my daycare, that doing daycare, I never thought that I would do that ever. So that was the biggest thing that I never thought would happen. I thought I would just grow up and work in an office and that would be it. So, you know, being with kids all day is a lot different than I ever expected. So I wouldn't change it, but it's different than I thought.
I love that what you said, like, I didn't know at the beginning if this was for you or if you could do it. And now it seems like, why would I do anything else? Right. Well, and I'm also curious that you kind of worked from home before working from home was vogue. How did you figure that out?
I didn't want to put my kids in daycare. So, I mean, that was my goal. When I got laid off from my job, I stayed at home and keyed credit insurance, and it was just what I did. I was lucky enough to find a gentleman that hired ladies like me to do it from home. So you didn't make a lot of money, but I didn't want to send my kids off to a center. And
I think about how daycare has changed. What would you say has been the biggest change in daycare, providing for daycare in your 20 years of doing it? And how do you see what you do, like speaking to yourself, like if you were to put yourself like, I don't really want to put my kid in daycare, but I kind of have to for my job or whatever. Like, how do you help those parents?
I like just watching the kids grow and see them from becoming little people, from infants when they come to my house until they go off to school. The different changes is just in parenting styles has changed over the 20 years that I've seen. So that's from how I parented my children to how parents are parenting today are different. So that's something that I have to step back and think about before I do things. Things are so different now, yet they're still the same. So just like I tell my parent when I interview for a family, is I say when the kids leave my door to go off to kindergarten, I want them to be able to respect themselves, to respect each other, and to have manners. And if they leave with those three things, knowing that, they'll be great people because they can respect themselves and their boundaries. And it sounds weird to think that a five-year-old will do that, but they can. We don't give them sometimes enough credit that they deserve, so.
You may be an only child, but at daycare you have to live in community. Correct. The gift you're giving these kiddos and their families is these kids aren't a number in a center. They're a part of this little community, right? They're a little family. I love that. What has challenged your life and how have those challenges impacted your faith?
So when me and my husband were first married, 3 weeks after we were married, he was in an ATV accident. And so he had a traumatic brain injury and we did not know if he would survive. So from there, luckily he recovered very well. But that is where the challenge of being newly married, going through such a trauma, and young. I was 22 years old and I didn't know what to do. So I was scared. So learning how to deal with and helping him and us working through it together was something. That was my faith. That day when he had the accident, I was there alone in the woods with him and we had people go get help. You pray. And so by, you know, the faith of God and with the medical teams that helped him, he survived and we were able to have two children. So that's where my real faith and belief came from, because then I was granted my two children, so.
3 weeks and 22, yeah. Right? I would dare say your whole adult life and certainly your family, right? It's not lost on me that they came out of a pretty scary time. Not only the moment probably, but was he in the hospital for, like, what was that like?
He was in Duluth Hospital for a week in an induced coma for brain swelling. And then he was home and then with my father and my grandparents came and stayed with him during the day so I could go back to work because he could not be left alone. And it was just a slow process of healing, of rest. Then slowly he went back to work and everything seemed to go well. So 6 months later, he had a subdermal hematoma and his brain swelled again. He had fluid and so he had to have surgery. So we went through that another time. So we learned a lot and very thankful that everything went as well as it did during that time. And thankful for family that supported us.
How do you want to be remembered?
I guess I would just like to be remembered as somebody that they could depend on, somebody that's caring, somebody that can always walk into the room and just make somebody laugh if your days, you know, if you've seen me around, humor is if I can make someone laugh and bring a smile to their face, I guess that's what I look forward to leaving behind.
I also, my mother-in-law is a kindergarten teacher, and I also wonder if there'll be a legacy of a whole bunch of kiddos that have manners,
yeah,
and know how to play together. What is one change that you'd like to see in the world?
I think people just, if you have different opinions, you can still get along. I think that's just something that I noticed with my daughters in school. And they came home and told me that if you believed in this or you believed in that, that person wouldn't talk to you. And then I started seeing it out in the real world, where back when I was in school, nobody discussed any of that. And if you just, everyone just played together and got along. And if you didn't get along, you just moved along and did something else, or you found a different common ground. And I think if we could just do that, would be an amazing thing.
Yeah, it is interesting how differences creep into younger and younger and more divide. Yeah. And in somewhat, it gets back to manners, like our preschoolers are, right? But it's also more than manners, it's respect. And so think about if everybody was more respectful and willing to like have difference of opinion, how would our everyday life or how would our communities be different, do you think?
It would just be so much more peaceful. I mean, just think about just driving down the road, courtesy, you know, just, yes. I mean, just think of just the things if everybody just slowed down and let somebody in, and do we have to get there that fast, you know? So if we just all slowed down just a little bit and thought, took a breath before sometimes we speak.
I like that. And I think there's a Jesus lesson in that, right? I think sometimes we make a life of faith so complicated. And I think Jesus says, let somebody else cut in line in front of you, or why are you in such a hurry? See them. And that would, I mean, there is a very basic element of faith. That's not just a Sunday school lesson. What are you grateful for the community of Lutheran Church of Peace in your life, like over the years?
I'm so grateful for the people. I am, you know, years ago, a few of you will remember when I got up and said, we are Lutheran Church of Peace, not who leads us. We are. So I've seen so much, and I've been so thankful for the people that have been here that have given my daughters a helping hand throughout the times. And it just got to me one day when my oldest daughter said, when Pastor Joy was here, she is one of my go-to people, and so is Carol. And so, so here I go. I always cry. That just got me when I knew that she could come here and she had a person. And when she said they were from here, that just warmed my heart. And every day you walk in here and there's always a smiling face. Somebody's always honestly asking how you are and how you're doing. And can we help you? Now, you don't go to places everywhere that that happens. And so it's just, it's an amazing thing to happen, to have all these people together. So that's what I'm grateful for.
That seems like a great place to end. A big heart of gratitude for the people of this place. Jackie, thanks for sharing your story.
Thank you, Pastor Terry.
You bet.